Okay, this is Parakei Hilchos Rotzeach Hashmiras Nefesh. Now the Rambam is going to focus on all the halachas that have to do with Eir Miklat, which is a person who murders or kills someone out of negligence. They get exiled to the Eir Miklat. Okay. Halach Aleph Kolahorei Bishkaga Golam Nevedina Shaharval Eir Miklat. To any person who kills someone else accidentally or unintentionally, and we'll see a lot of these permutations later on, he needs to be exiled from where he lives to an Eretz Miklat, city of refuge. Mitzvah Seh Lagloso, it's a positive commandment to exile him, Shneemar, V'yoshav Va'ad Mosa Kohen Gadol. Uzar Bezdin, Shalikach Kol Famino Tzeach, B'shkaga, K'dei Leisha, V'iro, and Bezdin, the courts are warned not to take any ransom money in order to get the, so to speak, to buy out the accidental killer, so this has to go to the Eretz Miklat and live in a city. Shneemar, L'osukhi Kofer, L'anu Sol Eretz Miklato. Okay, halacha beis, ain rotzeach b'shkaga gola, ilein kein meis ha'nerag miyad. So the person who commits this accidental murder, he's only exiled if through the person he attacks or kills dies immediately. Avim chavavah b'shkaga, but let's say I hit someone accidentally, afi shamdu l'misa, and even if the beis then said that he's going to die, the chalav meis, and he ends up getting sick and dies, ain gola. I do not get exiled, shemahu kirev es misas atzmo, o haruach nechnasa b'kubarasa rakdo. Because we're not sure ultimately what he called who did this. It could be that the victim himself caused himself to die faster or some sort of external sickness. Even if he severs the esophagus and windpipe of the person and he just is alive for just a second, ain't a gola al yada. He does not get the person who did this not get gulas. The vigachim lo perches klal, right? Therefore, if the person what he called died immediately without any like shaking. Or he killed him in a place that's not open, so to speak, to the outside world. Could go and base sasum shalshish, like what he called a closed building made out of marble. Harizagola, he gets exiled. The pain called the yotze bazeh. Vakiyom yisol sharak v'shtaga hasa evan o hasa ger tosha. So let's say a Jew kills accidentally either his servant, a servant, or a resident of Israel who's not Jewish. Gola, he gets put into exile. Vakiyom eved sharak v'shtaga is Israel. So to a servant who kills a Jew, oh, it's a Ger Toshav or Ger Toshav, and so to the Ger Toshav, so to this resident, Shaharogas Ger Toshav, oh, it's a Eved Bishaka, who kills another resident or servant accidentally, Gola, they all get Golish, namely, they serve like Ger, Vila Toshav, Bisokam. It applies to all different types of people. Let's say a resident who's not Jewish kills, of Eretz Yisrael kills a Jew accidentally, Alpi Shushoge, Gariz and Eretz, even though he did it accidentally, he still gets killed. Why? Adam Mu'ad Olam, because we say a person always must be careful. He's definitionally a damager and must be careful of his actions. So too, if a resident, non-Jewish resident kills another one, and because he assumed it's permitted to kill, that's considered very close to doing it purposely. He gets killed for it, whole of Niskav and Hargo, because his intention was to kill. A non-Jew who kills a non-Jew accidentally, Einar Mikla Koltos, so the city of refuge doesn't help them. It's only for the Jews. So a son who kills his father accidentally gets galus. So to a father who kills his son accidentally is exiled. This only applies where, let's say, the father killed the son at a time where he wasn't involved in learning. Or let's say he was teaching him a profession that wasn't needed for him. But let's say the father punished his kid, hit him, to teach him Torah or wisdom or a profession, and then umes, and the son dies, he's putter from going into exile. So too, lachava v'chena rav makis tamido o shaliach beizdin shikas baladin hanimna milavo ladin v'hemiso b'shtaga termin agalos. So too, a rebbe who teaches his students or a messenger from the courts who hits a let's say someone who's supposed to come to court. And in doing so, cause them to die. They also exempt from galus. Shenemar lachdel b'tzim l'divrei rishus. It means what he called something non mitzvah centric. Yazav makas v'no rav rodes tamido v'shlef bezin shehari v'shlef bezin. So this excludes, since it's rishus, excludes mitzvah categories: the father hitting the son in Torah, or the rebbe with his talmud, or the shlef bezin. Shrei shlago v'hargo b'shas tzias mitzvah, because the accidental killing took place while they were performing a positive commandment. So at first, okay, it didn't matter if someone killed intentionally or unintentionally. They would go ahead and try to seek refuge in the Eir Miklat. And then the court of the city where the victim was found, they would go take the killer from the Ir Miklat and bring it back to the city and adjudicate the case. So the court would determine anyone was chai the capital punishment kill him. Anyone who's exempt, they would exempt him. Now anyone who was obligated in exile, they would return him back to their miklat. Now when they return him to the Ir Miklat, so they assign two Tamei Chacham to walk with him, Shema Yargenu Gol Adam Bederek, and just in case the Gol Adam will kill the guy on the way back, the Omer Lahem, Al Tinago Minach Shofei Damim B'Shogeg Ba Masa Liyado. The Tamei Chacham should tell the Gol Adam, listen, don't basically kill him. What it called? What happened was unintentional. Now, Lachadas Roseach B'Shkaga Shaharba Gol Adam Chosat Chom Yer Miklato. Now, a murderer, okay, if the Gol Adam kills the accidental killer outside the boundaries of the city of refuge, he's potter. Because it says, lo em mishpat mavis. Now, echad ahorgo b'derech kodem sheiknas le'ir miklato. So if he kills the accidental murderer prior to getting to the miklat, o shahargo b'chazi raso, imashnayim shomerso, or he kills them on his return to the ir miklat with the two chachamim, nechnas le'ir miklato, v'yatzachos etchumah b'zadon, or let's say the murderer went into the ir miklat and then left outside the the border purposely. Harizah hitter ats from the misa. In any situations, he now is opening himself up to being killed. Or shusha gol dam lahargo, and therefore the gol dam is allowed to kill him. The lahargo gol dam in chayv love. And if any other person killed him, then technically speaking, they're off the hook. Shenem marv ein lo dam. He's considered like a walking dead person. Lachidav yotza chutzat chom ir miklata b'shaga. Now let's say the accidental killer left the borders of the ir miklat accidentally. Kol lahargo bein gol dam bein shar dam. Anyone who kills them, whether it's the Gol Adam or any other person, gets gullus. Hargo b'sof klom Yer Miklat. But let's say you kill them within the border of the Yer Miklat. Afilu Gol Adam, even if it's the Redeemer, even if it's the Gol Adam, harizin erag alav, he gets killed for it. Okay, lucky base hamizbeach kolei. So refuge can be taken at the mizbeach in the base of Mikdash. Shehari ne'amar b'horig b'zadon, because it says by someone who kills purposely. Na'am mizbechit yichel amus miklash shehari b'shkaga inon erag mizbeach. So we learn from this principle that someone who kills accidentally cannot be killed if he's on the actual mizbeach. Therefore, if someone kills someone else accidentally and he takes refuge by the mizbeach, or hargo sham gol adam, and the gol adam kills him there, he's in ner regalav, he gets killed for it. Can be shahargo b'sof yir miklato, as if someone who got killed inside an yir miklat. So only the top of the base of the mizbeach in the base of mikdash serves as the place for refuge. So only what it called, it only works for a coin who's in the middle of his avoda. Avazar, a coin, but a non-coin or a coin who's not in the process of his avoda, v'shashinerag, oshayav v'loya al-gago, or let's say he was working in the mikdash, but he wasn't on the top part, al-samach mizbeach, or next to it, ochiz brakanosav, or holding the corners of it, and a nikla, then the mizbeach doesn't function as a refuge. Finally, v'da, v'chol mi shekolta mizbeach, eimenichan oshasham, al-mosono shomrin, v'gan asol imiklato. So if someone does this, he takes the refuge on the mizbeach. We don't leave him there. Rather, he has guards, and then finally taken to the Ir Miklat. So this only applies if a person's actually chayav to go into exile. Let's say someone's afraid of the king. Let's say a guy's afraid that that the king's going to come after him and kill him, or he's afraid of the court's decision to kill him. And he runs to the mizbeach, and he holds onto it. If he's a czar, if he's a non-Kohen, or he's a nitzel, we save him. We don't take him from the mizbeach to die. Unless he was sentenced to death, ve'edos gemura v'hasra, with good witnesses and being warned, kishar kol arugei beis din tamid, like in other cases of capital punishment. That ends Parak Hey, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.